I want to continue a thought that we began addressing last night with the Maharal. The Rashi begins the parsha by discussing that there are three trumas, there are three different contributions which were required to be given. In the beginning, the two chatzi shekels, the half shekel that would go to the danim, the sockets at the bottom of the mishkan, the chatzi shekel which was required to give to the karbanos for the public offerings, and then whatever anybody wanted. The third contribution was kol asher yidvenu libo, whatever it is that you want. So Rashi, the Maharal, had originally asked, like, why are they referenced all three together? The Torah at the beginning of our parsha really only addresses one of them, and yet Rashi puts them all three together. So we discussed yesterday how the Maharal understands the significance of these three different things, but the Maharal adds another point tonight, and he says the reason why they're linked together, these three, is a person might have the following mistaken thought. The two half shekels are required. Every Jew has to give a half shekel for the sockets, and everybody has to give a half shekel for the public offerings. But the third contribution was, kol asher yidvenu libo, whatever person wants to give. Whatever person doesn't want to give anything. Is he allowed to say, I choose zero? Is zero a number that he's allowed to give? So a person might have thought, yeah, because the nature of that contribution is it's not a required amount, half shekel, it's whatever you want. So maybe a person can opt out and can say, I'm not giving anything. So the Maharal says that's why Rashi links the three, that just like you have to give the half shekel, just like you have to give the other half shekel, you have to give something. How much do you want to give for the third? That's whatever you want, but you have to give something. Now, why do I share this? I think this is a phenomenal insight. The Maharal adds, I mentioned this briefly last night, that the reason why it's whatever you want, it's not a percentage of your wealth, which could have been the other option. It could have just been a tax. Everybody has to give 6%, 10%, 5%, whatever the number may be. But it's whatever you want. The Maharal explains because real wealth is not measured in a percentage of your bottom line dollar. Real wealth is how much of a generous heart do you have and you're ready to give. A person who is a lev tov and gives a lot is actually, in halacha's eyes, wealthy. A person who has a lot but can't part with it, can't give anything, that person is not considered wealthy. Who cares that you have it? Wealth is the ability to share what you have. Ezu ashir asamech b'chalko, being happy with what you have. And therefore, when the Torah says, kol asher yidvenu libo, we want you to give whatever you have, and we want the wealthy to give a lot and the poor to give less. We don't mean the wealthy who have a lot to give more. We want those who are rich in generosity, we want them to give a lot. And those who are poor in generosity, we don't want from them. So let them give a little. Who cares? That's how we define wealth. Put these two thoughts together, you get the most amazing thing. If you want to know how generous you are, it's not a matter that you decide to give or not. Meaning, you can say, I don't want to give. And there are many instances in which a person either declines to give something and it doesn't really reflect. The question is when you must give something. You absolutely have to open up your wallet and take something out. Now the question is, how much and what do you take out when you have to give? It's easy to walk away and say, no, not today, not today. I can't, I don't have anything on me, I'm in a row, whatever it is, and you decline the whole thing. That's not a reflection in the same way as, okay, now we got you. You stop, you pulled out your wallet, and you have all those different bills in front of you, and you're looking at the person, and now you got to choose which one to give. That's the reflection of the generosity of heart. So the Torah says, you have to give the chatzi shekel, you have to give the chatzi shekel, and you have to give something. Moshe is going to come around with Aaron and say, okay, now we need for the third contribution. You must give something. Now the question is, how much do you give? That's the reflection of the generosity of heart that a person has. Now that they have to give, so do you just like, you give the least amount just to sort of pop to yourself and absolve yourself of this responsibility? Or are you ready to actually give something? And that's the reflection of the generosity of spirit. Very interesting. Ha'ara, that's the insight that Maharal has, concluding this thought of the three different trumas that were given in the beginning of the parsha of the construction of the Mishkan.